Radio Without Rules.
It's 92.9 The Point.
It is the Breakfast Club with Deacon.
And Jack.
Jack, yeah.
Jack. Super Jack, how are you?
Doing good. I'm glad we've got you on the show each day to let us know a little more about what's going on out there.
Well, you know, I'm sequestered to my family room, so I'm really not too sure, but I just hope that everybody's, you know, sheltered in place and taking those words to heart. And if we can just, I keep saying this, hunker down, we can do this, Durango. We can, we'll get through this quicker.
Absolutely. So many different.
How are you guys doing? I mean, first,
to fly a rocket ship, you need.
You know, thank you for doing what you're doing. Because media, I know, is one of those essential services, critical services, and you know, you're doing the trek and driving in every morning. So thank you for doing your job and, you know, being a voice for Durango.
Well, certainly, yeah. And you know, a lot of people forget, even some of the higher ups out there forget sometimes that we're kind of trying to do an important service ourselves and trying to get the information out to the people and share the important community news to everybody. But you know, we're not exactly on the front lines out there, but it's nice to hear something like that, Jack. So thank you.
Well, no, it's vitally important, and I think one of the things too that you guys can provide, you know, if I'm not even sure if this is true, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if, you know, somebody has, you know, something that they're needing or things like that or needs information, you know, you guys obviously can get that information out in a timely manner because you're live on the air, and people need to remember that being here local and live and being able to, you know, tap into programming, so to speak, I think is very important.
We've certainly been very vocal as much as we can about if there's anything that anybody thinks that we can do to help out in any way whatsoever, whether it's getting the word out about certain businesses that are open or which ones are still providing care, or if it's even going to pick up groceries for somebody, we're happy to do whatever we can to help out right now.
Wow, that's huge, you know, and I think that's one of those things, too, just remembering, you know, talking to people about checking in with your neighbor, you know, and kind of what you're doing. You're just doing it on a mass level through the radio airwaves and, you know, letting those know that, yes, if you're you know, literally stuck at home, you guys are stepping it up and saying, hey, we can do the, you know, the grocery run for you or things of that nature. So thank you for doing that, and keep up the good work.
Absolutely. I was curious if you know the answer to something myself. I was reading some good news stories. We always do the good news stories once a day on the show to try to lighten up the mood a little bit. And one of them that was that I believe it was New York was looking for 250,000 volunteers, and they got 400,000 in 24 hours,
wow.
And which is incredible. And I was curious if anybody in town needs any volunteers, or if volunteers are even being encouraged right now. I mean, I know that's a fine line there.
Yeah, I have not heard of anything in the last 24 hours. I certainly will ask that question when we have our meeting today, which is we're calling it the business response group. You know, and I feel like a parrot. You know, it's the Alliance, the Business Improvement District, Chamber, Visit Durango, Dado folks, a lot of Local First, City, County, a lot of other officials. About 20 of us on the call. We're doing that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and hopefully I'll find out some more information with that. I can say I know Mercy, if you have, I think it's those N95 masks, if you have some, you know, you've had out in your, you know, garage, and they're still in the original box, and you're not going to be spray painting, and that's why you bought the mask, or sanding furniture, things of that nature. They are taking those you know, accepting them. I do think, you know, 9R might possibly be a go-to. I could always reach out and talk with Dan Snowberger and see, because I know they're delivering meals to students. They're getting those meals out, and some of those students, you know, are in families that's one of their main sources of food. They're, I need more coffee, but they get, you know, that's the meals that they eat. So with that being said, you know, I'm going to check into that. I'm going to get back to you.
Absolutely, because you know Durango better than I do, but I know that there's a lot of people out there itching to do whatever that they can to help, and that's one thing that we're lucky is that we have that soapbox, as you would say, to try to help out in ways that we can. But a lot of other people really want to help out any way they can. So, but there are ways, and you've got some of those ways on the website that you're helping out with swcoda.org right now.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. The swcoda.org is a website you can go to, and that's something that you can click on the SERF fund, which is the Community Emergency Relief Fund. And as they say, cash is king, and you can make donations to that organization. It's run by the Community Foundation, Brigid Rinkle, and they will then use those funds to help those in need. Now, we know that the $2 trillion stimulus fund, and I heard a comparison. If you took a head of hair, you know, one of your you know, hairs on top of your head, laid them down side by side, it would 1 million of them goes from one end of a football field to the other. 1 trillion is like 53,000 miles. So that's halfway to the moon. So look at that. That's crazy when you think about that. But that's going to be a huge influx, you know, for folks that need the money. We're going to be receiving, you know, $1,200 checks. I think, you know, the kids, you know, children are $600. So those funds will be coming to people directly into their accounts, or a check will be mailed if the IRS doesn't have your address, so to speak. So that money's coming. If you're a business, there's a lot of different stimulus packages that are being put together. Region 9 is another organization that has micro loans up to $10,000. They're also pushing out the first payment for, you know, 6 months. I know that with the loans with the federal government, I've heard that they have, if you're keeping people employed and that's what you're using the funds for, then maybe the loan actually could be possibly forgiven. I'm sure there's paperwork behind that, but so just a lot of resources that are out there. Another thing that we have on our homepage for DurangoBusiness.org, when you scroll down, tips for working from home with kids. So that's an important thing. Also, Scholastic books for kids. I know all these parents and their kids, you know, I don't have kids at home anymore, but there's a lot of information out there. We've got some tips right there on our homepage that you can visit just to get some ideas to maybe keep yourself entertained as well as your kids. And probably a good thing I don't have kids at home, because I'm not sure I could pass algebra.
There are a lot of great programs for kids out there right now. I know Scholastic.com is doing some stuff. There are places that are doing free art lessons. There are zoos that are doing free virtual tours of the zoos. All kinds of great stuff out there where kids can keep on learning. Now, Jack, I did want to clarify. We were chatting a little bit yesterday, and those that are independent contractors are said to be eligible to apply for loans as well. So that's great news there. And I'm glad that you mentioned Region 9, because that's such a great resource that we have in town as well. And that information is also available at swcoda.org as well.
Correct. Yep. And what's really nice on the Southwest Coda site, you can go in, and at the top they have Archuleta, Dolores, La Plata, Montezuma. So you can click on your home, you know, county. And as you scroll down, there's a lot of information, public health information, county resources, business services, and laid out nicely. You just click on it, and you can see all the different things that are available. Colorado Department of Labor, just real quick links, you know, be patient, because if you do try and call or you have to go online, I know there's been just an incredible amount of traffic to all these different websites. It's kind of an overload of the system. I mean, when you look at that curve and it goes up to 3.3 million people unemployed, it's four times that of the recession back in 2008, 2009. So just know that you're not alone, and be patient while applying for the unemployment.
Yeah, if we can just hold in there a little bit longer, we should be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, I believe. And the House is supposed to supposed to be voting on that stimulus package this morning. Actually, they should be reviewing it right now, discussing it together right now, and hopefully we'll have that information before too long, and hopefully that'll pass. I know that there was a little question of whether one individual is going to hold it up, but as I understand it, that hold up, because a lot of people think that it has to be a unanimous vote, but that's not true. It just has to be a majority. And but a lot of people were worried that one person could really hold it up. But the thing is that he was going to hold it up on the idea that you have to be on the floor, otherwise somebody can say that that's not allowed, or it has to be counted and all that kind of stuff. So so all of these individuals have been rushing to get back to Washington today to try to make sure that it does get passed. So good up on them.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No.
I have a call at 10 o'clock with Congressman Tipton or his representatives, just providing an update. The three chamber directors, myself, Mary Jo from Pagosa, and Rocky from Cortez will all be on a call just providing an update for the congressman. Now, if he's on the floor, he better be on the floor, not taking my phone call, but we will report the information. But I think this is an opportunity, as it's been shown, for putting down the political sides and doing what's right for the nation and making this happen, because this is unprecedented times, as they keep saying, uncharted waters, whichever cliche you want to use. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned, we will get through this. And, I'm saying in a couple months, 3 months, looking back, we'll go, wow, what we will tell our grandkids.
Absolutely. We're going to have some stories. I do want to give a big shout out to TBK Bank. They are helping us out by supporting us with getting the news out there of what restaurants are available for takeout and delivery. But I want to give a shout out to you guys as well as the Business Improvement District, because you're trying to do a really good job of getting that information up on your websites as well.
Yeah, we keep trying to keep up with everything, and it's been a little difficult. I'm looking at the list right now going, oh, yeah. I know that place had to shut their doors, and we need to try and keep up with everything. But it's something that, call the restaurant first, maybe before going. We have links to their websites just to, do call in first, the order. And if they're open, obviously they'll answer. But it is so difficult to continue to keep up with the list. It changes. I mean, like I say, even with our survey, as soon as we closed the survey, I heard of some businesses closing. So, it's tough.
Talk about changing news. Yeah, that's changing all the time. People opening up, people closing down. It's a little crazy, but another thing I want to get out there, I know I'm just jumping all around here, but the Women's Resource Center is still available to help over the phone. They're still assisting over the phone. They can give all kinds of great info there, too, from 970-247-1242. So make sure to give them a call if you're in need for some information or assistance in that area. And, Jack, now talking about the SURF Fund, which we are really trying to get people donating to, the Community Emergency Relief Fund, which is so important right now.
Yep.
We have officially announced our online festival, Surf the Airwaves Online Music Festival, which will also be broadcast over three of our radio stations in Southwest Colorado simultaneously. And that is going to be full on trying to get money donated to the Community Emergency Relief Fund, as well as Four Corners Musicians Relief Fund as well, for all those musicians that will be helping us out. So I very much expect to see you tuning in on the 19th and 20th there.
Of course, that sounds fun.
And absolutely. We need a little entertainment from our couches that reminds us a little bit of being in the community and being out and enjoying local stuff.
Absolutely. Well, and just along that same line, first off, I've seen some of our local musicians, shout out to Kirk James and Robbie Overfield and all the others that have been doing some little performances from their living room, and it's so fun to see that and be able to feel that, I want to say that connection, and be able to go, this is just nice knowing that Durango has such a giving community, and kind of one of those things that we all need to yeah, pitch in, so to speak. And along that line, you know, kind of with what you're saying, I'll even visit you're doing this. I will donate $100 to the Surf Fund today, and I'll make a note just because of what you guys are doing. It prompted me to do that.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's something, you know, that Deegan is just so important, and, you know, it's truly needed and appreciated.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Jack.
You know, the least I can do.
I'm speechless now. It's weird. Well, all right. Well, what other whatever news do we need to get out there to people today?
You know, just a reminder, the Blood on Electric Board has agreed to delay rate increases, which is really nice.
Yeah.
They've also, you know, contributed $90,000 to their, you know, their, I think it's Roundup Foundation. There may even be the Surf. I'm not going to click on it right now. There's a lot of other organizations that are doing just some incredible things, you know, that you can click on, you know, again, going to DurangoBusiness.org, scrolling down on the left side, donations for our community, takes you to the Surf Fund, and just all the other resources. Just if you're feeling, that's one thing, I got to be honest, I mean, I honestly was depressed last week. There was a day that I just felt like I was overwhelmed, I couldn't, you know, make a difference, I just honestly felt down. And if you're feeling that way, you know, reach out, call a friend, you know, if you know somebody that you haven't heard from in a while, pick up that phone. I talked to a good friend yesterday. He said, can you have coffee at 11? And I was like, what's wrong? What's up? And he said, nothing. I just want to make sure you're doing okay. And it was awesome. We actually cracked some jokes, had a nice conversation. So if you are getting to, you know, feeling depressed, one thing, you're not alone. It's something that we're all getting, you know, struggling through at times, and just know that you're not alone, and there are resources out there that can help. A great website, I think, is mantherapy.com or mantherapy.org, that's targeted for men, and it's got kind of a little twist humor to it. And Harlene Russell with Suicide Prevention is kind of, I've been working with her off and on throughout the years. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there to people that know you're not alone, and there's plenty of organizations out there that can help you.
Absolutely. I know that I've called my family more time in the last 2 weeks than I have in the last year, I think. So it's a little crazy. But
and they're answering the phone.
They are, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, and that is something, you know. I have my daughter-in-law's sister is an ER doctor back in North Carolina. She's been quarantined because she happened to be exposed to somebody that has came back tested positive. So she's been quarantined. So, yeah, these are things. This is something that is serious, and I think it's taken a while for people to, you know, even myself, I was like, well, now I'm saying stay at home.
Stay at home.
Don't go out unless you absolutely have to. You know,
let's get through this. The quicker, the better. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and I appreciate, again, you guys, everything you're doing, and allowing me to babble on your airwaves.
Absolutely. We'll do it again tomorrow. And for people who do want to revert back to some of the information that we've shared with this today, they can check that out on your website a little later today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. We're going to keep updating things. And now you said tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday.
Monday. I'm sorry. I may come in tomorrow. If I get any public service announcements that need to get out there on the waves, I'm going to come in and get them done.
If you do, you text me. I'll join you.
All right.
I will go on the airwaves anytime you'll have me.
Sounds good to me. Now, Jack, the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the rest of the show today for anybody who would like to make a request, whether that's a shout-out to certain individuals, maybe medical workers, or if that's just to get some aggression out, or maybe to try to get everybody to come together a little bit. And I thought I'd kick that off with you. What would you like to hear?
All right. Now, this is going to be fun. I'm going to show my age here because the song just popped into my head. Sure could use a little good news today. Ann Murray, like number one song back in like 82 or 83. That's when I graduated high school, was 82. So I'm an odd guy, and you know, kind of, you know, it it picks on the media, obviously, because, you know, reporting things and always that negative lead story. But I don't know, that song popped in my head. Do you have that in your archives? You need to blow off the dust off an old 35 or something?
So it is a little older, and I don't have it in my archive, but I have found it here, so I can play it off the other computer. But then I'll call you back on the other line to chat with you a bit afterwards. But yeah, let's do it. Here's the little Ann Murray on Radio Without Rules.
It's 92.9 The Point.
Rolled out this morning, the kids had the morning news show on. Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. You need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled up in a rubber band. One more sad story's one more than I can stand. Just once, how I'd like to see the headline say, not much to print today, can't find nothing better to say. Because nobody robbed a liquor store. I'll come home this evening, I bet that the news will be the same. Somebody takes a hostage, somebody steals a plane.